Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Well, you know, there's so much in today's text. There's loads and loads, and I can't unload it all to you today. I'd like to do that. I'd love to do that, but you know, that would take at least a couple hours. So I can't do that to you. If I did do that, of course, word would leak out and the authorities would arrest me for cruel and unusual punishment. But before the sheriff ever showed up at my door, you would have already given me my walking papers. So, you know, I love to preach God's word and I love being here with you. So I'm going to use my freedom in Christ to limit the sermon today. It won't be 2 hours. Have mercy on me then, your pathetic, foolish, and soon to be in the retirement home pastor. Are you ready? Good, here goes. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee. Jesus, his mother, Mary, and his disciples are all there, and so far so good. Everyone is having a whale of a time. But then comes the bummer. The wedding party runs out of wine. Zero, zilch, nada. Jesus, however, saves the party. He changes the water into wine, and not just any kind of wine, but the best, and tons of it, after everyone is three sheets to the wind. So there you have it then, don't you? Jesus isn't a party pooper. He's a party saver who loves to have a good time with the boys. You'd hang with a pastor like that, wouldn't you? Huh? That's the point of the story, isn't it? Right? No. Not hardly. Not even close. Look a little closer, or listen a little bit better to the text. The miracle of changing water into wine is called a sign, and it happens on the third day. More on third day in a minute. Save that to your memory bank because I'm going to come back to that. But for now, sign. Water changed miraculously into wedding wine at Cana is the first and the chief of the signs that Jesus did in St. John's Gospel. Sign means an event that is filled with meaning. The miracle is a revelation, an epiphany. It is a manifestation, or as the marquee outside of the south door of the church puts it, it unwraps Christmas gift Jesus. In the Gospel according to St. John, a sign brings to light something that is hidden. What in the world needs to be brought to light? What needs to be revealed or manifested? I think you know the answer to that question. Jesus. The miracle brings Jesus to light. The miracle reveals who Jesus is. He is God in the flesh. Or as St. Matthew puts it, he is Emmanuel, God with us to save us from our sins. The water into wine miracle reveals why the eternal Word took on flesh and pitched his tent among us. He did it in order to be God for you, to be God for your salvation. And in addition, that by believing in him, you have the salvation that he, Good Friday Lee, wins for you. Listen carefully again to the text. This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. There are seven signs in John's gospel. The seventh is the raising of Lazarus from the dead, and then immediately comes Jesus' hour of glory, which is his bitter suffering, death, and resurrection from the grave. But again, check out what the text says, and his disciples believed in him. That is absolutely huge. In fact, it's the entire central theme of the Bible, and it is spelled this way, F-A-I-T-H. Getting people, getting all of you to the faith point. But not just faith in faith, it's faith in who? Jesus. Faith in Jesus who pulled off a Good Friday and an Easter Sunday. Faith alone in Good Friday Jesus is what saves sinners from God's wrath and eternal damnation. So I ask all of you, do you believe in him? If you don't, it's high time that you did. And for that, for bringing you to faith in him, to strengthen your faith in him, to keep you always trusting in him, Jesus pulls off the water into wedding wine miracle. And now you see Jesus in a different light. Now you see Jesus in a new light, that he is God in the flesh for you. And more. Oh, there's so much more. With this miracle is the sign that Jesus has brought about, that he has brought about a new creation. Yes, that's right, I said it. A new creation. A redeemed and a restored creation that was wrecked and ruined by Adam and Eve's sin of unbelief and rebellion against Creator God. Now check it out. And this is why you've got it copied for you here, so take a look at it. Check it out. Note the parallels between the first book of the Old Testament, Genesis, and the first chapter of John's Gospel. So find John 1:1 on the sheet you've been given. John chapter 1, verse 1. Now this is going to joyfully blow you away. It will mind-bogglingly bring you to the faith point again. You're ready for that, aren't you? Sure you are. So here goes. The water into wedding wine miracle is the conclusion of a series of 7 days in John's Gospel. 7 days. Does that sound familiar? It should. Again, do you remember Genesis 1? In how many days did God create all the very good in the beginning stuff of the world and the universe and then have a Sabbath day rest? How many days was it? 7. And so John begins his gospel just like Moses begins the creation story in Genesis. In fact, take a look at it. John's first words, John 1:1, are the exact same words in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning. There are more parallels. In chapter 1, check it out, it's right in front of you. John identifies Jesus as God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and now I paraphrase, everything was created through him. Huh? So just as the first verses in Genesis tell God creating light and separating it from darkness, so John's first verses speak of Jesus as what? Light shining in the darkness. Do you see that? Also, in the beginning of Genesis, the Spirit, this is Genesis now, the Spirit of God moves over the face of the waters. In the beginning of John's Gospel, the Spirit hovers over the water of holy baptism. Whose? Jesus in the Jordan. That's chapter 1, verses 32 to 33. Do you see that? And the Holy Spirit-filled water of holy baptism that Jesus preaches to Nicodemus, by which sinners are born again. That's John 3, and it's not on your sheet. My, how time flies. I'm getting quite long-winded, aren't I? I need to get back to the Genesis-like first 7 in the beginning days of John 1, and then I'm going to wrap this sermon up. Remember, 7 days in Genesis. There are also 7 days in the beginning of John's Gospel. That's why you've got the sheet in front of you, and I'm going to point that out. Watch how this works. John does this as he uses Genesis-like ways of talking with these words, the next day. Check it out. Look at John 1:19. On the first day, John the Baptist is introduced. That's John 1:19 and following. Then look at John 1, verse 29. Look at verse 29. On the next day. That's the second day. Jesus is baptized in the Jordan. Now look at verse 35. On the next day, that's day 3, Jesus calls Simon Peter and Andrew to be his disciples. Now look at verse 43. What have you got again? The next day, that's day 4, Jesus calls Philip and Nathanael to be his disciples. Now kids, literally, kids, if you and Sesame Street's Count Von Count were adding along with me, how many days do we have? Now, I'm not going to imitate him. 4. 4 days. So far, so good. And then comes today's text, John chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And the miracle, the sign of water changed into wedding wine at Cana in Galilee. And it takes place on what day? That's chapter 2, verse 1. The third day. Now, one would expect at this point another what? The next day, like John has been doing, but not now. So has the sequence of on the next day been broken? Is this a sequential third day? No, we've already had a fourth. So what in the world is John doing? I'll tell you what he's doing. When John says that this first sign took place on the third day, he means the third day from the fourth day. I repeat, on the third day means the third day from day four. Do the math. Third day from the fourth day, and what do you get? Even Count Von Count from Sesame Street can add it up. What do you get? That's right. Seven. And that's when the counting of days stops at this point in John's gospel. And so you've got a seven in Genesis, and now you have a seven in John's gospel at the beginning, in which he says, in the beginning. And then it concludes with a day seven with this first miraculous sign. You have what going on with Jesus? New creation. Or creation restored in Jesus Christ. John's point with the 7 days is that in God, through Jesus, who tabernacles among us, you have a new creation. The fallen creation is being restored. But there's even more. Remember that Jesus tells his mother Mary, remember what he said in John chapter 2? My hour has not yet come. When does his hour come? I'll give you one guess. When does the hour come? It's the hour of Good Friday. On that Friday, Jesus, and it's in John's gospel, what does Jesus say on the cross? It is finished. The hard and bitter work of salvation that he came to do for you is accomplished. All your sin is answered for. It is all atoned for by his Good Friday suffering and death. And so after Jesus declares his very good work of achieving salvation for the world, after he finishes it, he does what? Like God does in Genesis. He takes a rest in the tomb, buried, until he bursts forth on Easter morning, risen and reigning, the Savior of all creation and all his creatures. And he did it for you. He has redeemed you, brothers and sisters. He has restored you. He has recreated you. You are the new people of God. You are born again by faith in Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit at work in your baptism into Christ's death. John says so. John 1, verses 12 to 13. Check it out. It's right before you. But to all who did receive him, namely Jesus, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. Jesus says so in John chapter 3, verse 5. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. St. Paul puts it this way in Titus 3. God saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit. And one more for good measure. This is 2 Corinthians 5. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ by faith, and baptism for that matter, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Do you hear that? A new creation. The old has passed. Behold, the new has come. So, brothers and sisters, not only do you now see Jesus in a new epiphany light, now you see yourself in new epiphany light. In Jesus, through faith in him, and by his gifting you with his death, burial, and resurrection and baptism, you are a new creation in him. Ha, what joy that is. So happy living as his new creation, which is spelled what? F-A-I-T-H. In the name of Jesus, amen.